is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Laramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com. For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordonier. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordonier. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Switcheroo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Brandley on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen. Great feed. Colleen, layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordonier, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Plyman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. C.C. Borchers down the left side of the lane. Flips it up with the left hand and makes it. Good play.
He is becoming the complete basketball player.
C.C. Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my. Did he get away with the travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
So you got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skip, and a jump into the lane. Six-footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Loramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane. Driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Loramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
who knows, we might have a finish in our JV game tonight, just like the one you heard in our opening when Fort Loramie was nipped in a sectional final 1 year ago. Here we've got Anna and Rushi right down to the wire in the preliminary tilt. It is 46-45, now 47-45. Anna, 40 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Anna shooting a second free throw. I'm Jack along with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We're about 16 or 17 minutes away from tonight's varsity tilt between Rushi and Anna. Should be a very good STAL boys game if the Anna Rockets are sharp and Rushi is off just a tad. That may be what it takes tonight, Chuck. 61-38, final score, first time around. Rushi hammered Anna. Good game for two quarters. Anna outscored Rushi in the second. Rushi pulled away in the third and fourth. Trey Heitkamp only had 2 points in that contest for Anna. He needs a good game tonight. Somehow, some way, Anna's got to hold down those big scores for the Rushi Raiders.
There's an awful lot of scores on the Rushi Raiders, and that is the problem. You can't just go, okay, we're going to shut Quinter down. Okay, but now you got Shappy, you got Cordonier, you got Flippo, you got Borchers. And so it's just on and on and on. Ross Bissinger is a great shooter. Officials here in the JV game struggling a little bit, but that's why they are JV officials, I guess.
Varsity tilt tonight. Rushi 15-1 overall, 8-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League, and a 7-10 on the season, 4-6 in league play. Last year when these two teams met, the Raiders and Rockets split. In the six previous games before last year, the three previous years, Anna won all six, winning three times at the Rushi Gym. You may remember that 2017-18 season when Rushi beat Anna twice, Anna beat Fort Loramie twice, and then Fort Loramie beat Rushi twice.
Yeah.
Wound up being a three-way tie. Anna, Rushi, Fort Loramie, all lost two. That was 5 years ago.
Well, and just like every other year, it comes down to matchups. You look and you go, okay, well, how do they struggle with them when they've got such a good record? It's because sometimes matchups are tough for you. And tonight, Anna has all kinds of matchup problems with Rushi.
Yeah, they are daunting, that's for sure, not because of size.
No.
Simply because Rushi is so athletically skilled, experienced. They played together so long. Hey, this group won last spring a Division IV state baseball championship. Found their way during the basketball season. Did lose 10 times a year ago. But head coach Spencer Cordonier has fit the pieces together. And this team is ranked fourth in the state in boys Division IV. Jackson Center, the club we'll see tomorrow night at Minster, is ranked second in the state in boys Division IV. I mentioned Anna needing a good game from Trey Heitkamp. He was held down to just two in that first meeting between the two clubs. Mason Carey had 13, Drew Dosick had 9 for Anna in that loss to Rushi. Back on December 16th, Carter Siegel had 6.
They need Carter Siegel to step up tonight. He's a senior, he's an athlete, plays football, he has the ability. He needs to go out there and try to take over in the beginning of the game just to see what he can do.
Only three seniors on this Anna varsity roster. Carter Siegel, about whom Chuck just spoke. Drew Dosick, 6 foot senior guard, and Hayden Yuleskamp, a 6'2" senior.
Yeah, he's a big, strong kid, and he's going to have to battle inside for the Rockets tonight.
For Rushi, in that first meeting between the two clubs on December 16th, Hayden Quinter had 18 points. We've seen him nail down 27 twice in the last 2 weeks. In fact, back-to-back games, he scored 27 for Rushi. Vince Borchers had one of his best games of the year coming off the bench. He pumped in 11 for Rushi in that early season victory over Anna. Xavier Flippo had 9. Braylon Cordonier had 8. Any two or three, three or four, any four or five.
Who are you going to stop? I mean, who are you going to go out there and say, I got to stop him? You got to stop them all.
The several Raiders who play so much. In fact, Coach Cordonier will probably have
several different combinations on the floor in the first 5 minutes, and all of those young men very capable of 15, 16 points. So Anna's got to play. It's a game, no doubt about it. Hope that Rushi is a little bit off. Rushi Raiders have won 5 in a row since losing to Jackson Center on January 6th at the Tigers Gym. That was 65-53, Rushi's only setback of the season. Since then, Rushi has beaten New Bremen 65-44, Fairlawn 54-21. Division II Willard at the Fort Loramie MLK Classic 71-60, Botkin 72-62, and Houston 58-17. Anna Rockets have won 3 in a row after losing 7 straight. Anna has defeated Fairlawn, West Liberty, Salem, and Houston. Good win by Anna this past Saturday at West Liberty by a score of 44-36. Haven't heard whether or not the Anna Marion local game scheduled for December 23rd has been reset. Tough weekend for Anna.
I was getting ready to say that. They got Miami East, who is a really good basketball team.
At Miami East, the Vikings, the opponent for Anna tomorrow night at the Anna Gym. Miami East, number 1 in the state in boys division 3. Real tough two-game stretch here for Anna, which then plays a week from tomorrow at Versailles and closes out on Friday, February 10th against Botkins at the Anna Gym. Not an easy stretch for Rushi either. Versailles on the road tomorrow night. Botkins next Friday away. And Sonya February 4th, the Saturday game. And then to close out the year, Rushi has a home double weekend with Fort Loramie and Marion Local. What a way to get ready for the Pickwa Sectional Tournament.
Yeah, absolutely. And we might as well just set up camp there because that's going to be quite a weekend.
Taking a look at the Shelby County Athletic League standings, Chuck, it is a tight race at the top. Jackson Center with a half-game lead over Rushi. Jackson Center idle tonight. Plays on the road at Minster tomorrow evening. We've got that game covered for you. 6:55 airtime. Botkins is 5-4, third, along with Fort Loramie at 5-4. Botkins 9-7 of the season. Fort Loramie 12-4 on the year, and probably a safe bet to be the number 3 seed behind Rushi and Jackson Center at the Pickwa Sectional Tournament.
Yeah, I think so. I don't know who else would get that spot.
Just to update you, this is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We witnessed the close to the junior varsity tilt. Anna in the lead, 50-47. Rushi at the free throw line with a 1-and-1. It's missed. Anna's got the board. Rushi needs to foul. So Anna will shoot. It is a 1-and-1 situation for the Rockets. Maybe double bonus. Yep, yeah. It is. That's number 10 on Rushi. 50-47. Anna, 17.5 to go. Anna shoots the double bonus to put this game away. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com, including a brand new one. It is Realty Group, or I should say Realty 2000 Group in Sydney. At Realty 2000 Group, we understand that selling your home and buying a home are two of the biggest decisions a person can make in his or her lifetime. Whether you are selling or buying, you need to rely on the dependable and knowledgeable real estate professionals at Realty 2000 Group. Tim Gleason and his staff will help you complete the transition as smoothly as possible. We're proud to say the Realty 2000 Foundation is built on integrity. We stand committed to excellence along with serving our clients with honesty and respect. If you're moving within the area, out of the area, or relocating here from another city or state, we can help ease the transition for you and your family. Thank you in advance for allowing our team of professionals at Realty 2000 Group to serve you. We are Realty 2000 Group, the number one realtor in Shelby County at 100 South Main Street in Sydney. Contact us at Realty2000Group.com. Realty 2000 Group is one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area.
and being locally owned makes a big difference to you, the buyer or seller. Thanks to Realty 2000 Group, 100 South Main in Sydney, new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. 52-47, Anna in the lead by six now. Anna hits another free throw, 53-47. Anna JV's lead, Rushi, in our preliminary game with 9.5 seconds to go. Our upcoming broadcast schedule here on scoresbroadcast.com. 12:55 airtime tomorrow for Marion Local at Anna Girls Contest. Marion Local has lost just two. Nip Parkway last night, a good Parkway team. Marion Local went on the road, won by three, trailed at the half, came from behind to win it. Anna Girls on a roll here lately, playing much better. And the Rockets go up against Marion Local tomorrow. Marion, not an offensive juggernaut, but good enough. Solid defensive team, unbeaten in the MAC. Only two losses on the year, and both of those to much bigger schools, Division II clubs, Salina and Bryan. So we expect a good game tomorrow afternoon, 12:55 airtime. Marion Local girls at Anna. Tomorrow night, Jackson Center boys on the road at Minster. How about the state rankings this week, Chuck? Jackson Center number two behind number one Richmond Heights. Rushi at number four. Wow. Is Division IV boys basketball ever alive and well in Shelby County?
Yeah, I mean, that's really, to have two in the top five, and both of them deserve to be there, that's impressive.
By 6/10 of a second to go in the JV game, 6-point lead for Anna over Rushi. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency, using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, Anna and Rushi, there are key building components as well. For Anna, Trey Heitkamp has got to hit his average. It's up at about 11 or 12 per game. He's got to reach it. And a couple of other seniors, Dosik and Siegel, have got to perform nicely for Anna, too, in hopes that Rushi's not shooting as well as it can. Raiders have been red hot most of the year. They will launch it in from behind the arc. Rushi will want to pick up the pace. Hayden Quinter has hit the 20 mark a couple times in the last 10 days. And Anna's got to slow down, Rushi, Chuck, because these Raiders will fast break you to death.
Well, even if you run into a night where all of them are having trouble offensively, they play such good team defense to go along with. I mean, they are just such a well-balanced basketball team. Nate's team's going to have their hands full tonight for sure.
Now, you mentioned it. Rushi's D fuels its offense for certain. Those are key building components for these two clubs tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combination of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Say, are you looking for work? Well, you better let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N, a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour. GED not required. Spherion, 20 offices throughout the state, including offices in Sydney, Bell Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay, located on Ohio Avenue in Sydney. Go to applyohio.com. That's applyohio.com. Register today. applyohio.com. Spherion, it works. It will work for you, too. Well, both varsity teams have entered the floor. Anna Rockets in the green and white to our right. Rushi Raiders in the blue and gold to our left. And we expect a tightly played game. It was the first time around at Anna. Rushi pulled away in the second half. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We're back in a few minutes with more. Starting lineups, opening tip are next. Rushi, home to Anna tonight on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BrukensPub.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tipp City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution, new and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster, SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E. S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watch patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving into the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
The gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business. And they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
And thank you so much, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. We welcome Rushi sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company, about which we've spoken already, Superior Aluminum. And we say hello to Nick Fullenkamp at Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. He's a Rushi man. Hello, Nick, all the staff and associates at Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Apologize for that Victorious health audio file a moment ago. Sounded a bit scratchy. I think we're going to have to delete it. It's somehow gotten compromised, so we apologize. Again, thanks so much to a new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, Realty 2000 Group in Sydney. Realty 2000 Group, one of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. And being locally owned makes a big difference for you if you're buying or selling in West Central Ohio. Thanks to Realty 2000 Group in Sydney at 100 South Main, new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Anna Rockets, Rushi Raiders. Rushi's left the floor. Anna's still shooting around. There go the Rockets to their locker room as well. We'll have the opening tip in just a few minutes. Are you looking for an extraordinary dining experience at home? Well, the Anna Market is at your service. You see, the Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer you an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market is the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for the best, like you, the Edelman family from Anna, here in the stands right behind us at the Rushi High School gym. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve meat guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine at home, make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best, like you, the Edelmans from Anna, here in the bleachers right behind us at the Rushi Gym. They, like so many in the region, are Anna Market shoppers.
Abby Wanamaker, and their advisor is Jackie Moore.
Chuck, I think it's extremely important for Anna to get off to a good start tonight. Can't fall behind 20-6 at the end of one and allow Rushi's offense to get rolling early in the first several minutes.
No, Rushi is a team of runs, and you have to limit, and Coach Barhorst knows this, but you got to try to limit their runs to 4 or 6 points. You cannot let them go out on a big long run or the game's going to be over.
How in the world does Anna deal with that offensive end? 6, 7, 8 passes before a shot goes up?
Well, maybe. I mean, you don't want to take yourself completely out of your offense, but you want to run something that is maybe going to take a little time off. But the way Rushi plays defense, you got to make sure that you're getting shots each time down the floor. You don't want a bunch of turnovers.
I'd like to remind you about Barker Insurance, super long-term underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, celebrating over 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been one of the most valued agencies in the area. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance, representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857. That's 492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance. That is for sure. Well, Chuck, you're coming off a Saturday on January 21st. When you witnessed the Fort Laramie girls on the road win up at Lima Bath, Jackson Center, then that evening the boys defeated Marion Local. And neither game in the end was very close. That was surprising to me that the Fort Laramie won easily, the girls did, away from home at Lima Bath. And Jackson Center thumped that tall Marion Local club at home by 15 points.
And they out-rebounded them by 10. That just tells you the effort. And Laramie gave up a three at the end of the first half, and then they gave up the first 5 points of the third quarter, and they went down four, and you were starting to get a little nervous, but the Lima Bath had one player. They did a good job of shutting her down, and Victoria Messier had a terrific game for the Redskins.
And it was for sure the best zone offense run by the Fort Laramie girls all year long against the Bath zone. Bath head coach Greg Mock plays a zone game in, game out, four quarters, and Fort Laramie was ready for it, and the zone offense was superb.
Right, it was probably the best zone offense I've seen them run since I've been doing these games. They went high. They had Brandwee in the middle. She was catching, dropping the ball down to either Messer or Summer Hoing came in, hit a couple of baskets. That was just a terrific offensive effort by the Redskins on Saturday.
And how did Jackson Center cope with that size of Marion Local, a 6'9 and a 6'7 on the inside for the Flyers?
Well, the 6'7 just really never materialized. He had a couple of plays in the second quarter, but other than that, he was kind of disappeared. Kanapke, how do I say this nicely? He's about as quick as I am. Just really, he's a big, strong kid. But if you push him away from the basket a little bit, which is what they did with Camden Reese. He guarded Carter Plyman on Friday night, all over the floor, out on the perimeter on Saturday. Just the opposite. He's in playing post defense. Right, that kid, he's not going to get any votes for player of the year, but he gets my vote for one of the most valuable players of the year.
Well, we're just a few minutes away from the beginning of our varsity game tonight. Anna on the road at Rushi. Anna pulled out the JV tilt by six, 53-47. Raiders, Rockets up next. Starting lineups, opening tip to start the game just around the corner. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them, fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Welcome back to a noisy Rushi High School gym. Between the music being played over public address and the Rushi pep band across the way, it is loud. Gymnasium is pretty daggone full, Chuck. You look around, far side, maybe top row, far corner, near side, it is packed.
Good crowd.
Got a lot of green and white, a lot of blue and gold. Starting lineups for the Anna Rockets. Carter Siegel opens up at a wing. 6'2 senior, 7 points a game. Mason Carey, 6'1 junior. He is in double digits. Trey Heitkamp starts, 6'1 junior. He, too, is at about 11 points per game. Evan Myers, a sophomore, gets the nod at a wing spot. He's a 6'1 sophomore. And Hayden Yulescamp, 5 points a game. 6'2, 195-pound senior. Nate Barhorst, head coach of Anna. He, like all high school basketball coaches, including those in Shelby County, Chuck, relish the opportunity when it arises to rebuild the program. It takes skill as a coach. It takes patience. Here recently, Anna beat Rushi 6 straight. Now you might say because of a change in talent level, the shoe's on the other foot.
Well, that's exactly what it is. I mean, in this league, it tends to lure me. Jackson, Fort Rushi, Anna. It just comes in cycles.
Hope they get to start the game won by Anna, and then Rushi immediately harassing defense and a tie-up results. Arrow favors the Raiders, who start Zane Chaffee, 5'10", senior guard, 8 points a game. Aiden Quinter now up to 16 a game, 6'1", junior guard. Braden Monin at a wing, 6'2", junior. Braylon Cordonier, 13.5 a game, starts at a forward spot, along with Xavier Flippo. He is a 6-foot senior. Rushi runs its offense and gets a wide open layup.
Yeah, threw the ball Cordonier to Quinter for the easy basket.
Assist Braylon Cordonier, Hayden Quinter on the deuce. 2-0, Rushi. We've played 40 seconds here at the start. Gilskamp's got the ball on the arc for Anna. Whips it right side to Myers. Evan, 25 feet out, just a 10th grader. He's come on strong here this season. Lob pass down inside, intended for Gilskamp, broken up by Cordonier. Knocked to Flippo. Out ahead to Monin. Monin off balance, drive, shoots, misses. Oh, what a follow-up. Great stick back on the play by Braylon Cordonier for two.
That's what happens when you run the floor. Good things.
4-0, Rushi, which swipes it at midcourt. Another steal. Bust out by Chaffee. Up and good. Three layups by Rushi. Just what the Rockets did not want to have happen. And what we talked about just seconds before the start of this game.
Yep.
A bust out by Rushi in the opening of minute 20. 6-0 Raiders.
Three turnovers and three baskets off those turnovers. That's going to get you beat badly.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years. Four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Here we go. Anna Rockets throw it inbounds in backcourt. We've just now played a minute 20 officially, and Rushi is bolted to a 6-0 advantage. Anna dribbling on the arc. It's Mason Carey. Here is Rushi coming out to hedge. Boy, they force Anna's offense a good 35, 40 feet from the basket. Evan Myers, far left side of the floor, fires it near side on the play to Mason Carey. There's the double team. They hedge again. Ball thrown to Carter Siegel. Baseline right to an open jump shooter. Missed by Trey Heitkamp. Rebound tipped up and in by Gilskamp of Anna. Nice board work.
Hey, big, strong kid.
6-2. Rushi leads. 2 minutes gone. Opening quarter. Here is Chaffee. Foul line. It goes to Flippo. On the arc to Braden Monin. Elbow on the right. Braylon Cordonier picked up by Gilskamp. Braylon takes him into the lane. There's that fall-away shot from him. Off to the left. No good. Rebound by Anna. Long baseball pass down the floor from Mason Carey to Evan Myers. Missed it. Overshot it. He got too far under. Threw it up there wildly. Rushi snared the board. 5:36 to go in the first. 6-2. Rushi. Monin, left corner. Gives it up. Gets it back. Throws to Flippo in the post. Outside the arc on the right to Chaffee. Chaffee unloads a 30-footer. Off to the left. Hit the iron. Kicked into the corner. Strapped for the rebound. Foul on the Raiders.
I think that was on Flippo. I think he pulled the guy down in front of him. But they haven't put it on the scoreboard. I guess it's a secret.
6-2 in favor of Rushi. 5:23 to go opening period. Substitution. Borchers on the floor for the Raiders. Vince, a 6'1 sophomore. Rushi will substitute freely. So will Anna. But Raiders a lot more. There's a loose ball. It is gotten by Myers down below us.
Great hands.
He tried to save it with a backward pass, and it almost got four or five rows deep in the stands here in our laps.
If he hadn't made the catch, we would have got hit by a basketball, I promise you.
We sure
it
would have.
Flying.
Here's Borchers midcourt for Rushi. High right to Cordonier. 6-2, Rushi in the lead. Cordonier, foul line, pivots some more. Keeps his pivot foot intact, then delivers to Monin on the arc. Elbow on the left to Quinter. He has been pressured tightly by Carter Siegel.
Here's Braden Munn, 30 feet away. Drives, foul line, right down the paint, up and in. He shoveled it through nicely. Munn with a bucket. He's got four.
Well, I'm saying four people have scored.
8-2 in favor of Rushi. 4:48 to go here in the first quarter. We've got a scrum for a loose ball outside the arc on the right. And Rushi's on the back of an Anna player. It has been physical, both defenses, feisty and tenacious.
Yeah, I didn't agree with that call. I thought both kids were going after the basketball, but
it looked like a 50-50, didn't it? Ball lobbed in by Anna, way cross court to Mason Carey. Carey, the 6'1 junior, dribbles some more, goes to Yuleskamp. Straight away, Carey. Near side, it's fed to Drew Dosick, 6-foot senior, is on the floor. Out on top to Trey Heitkamp. He sizes up a three ball. Barely caught the rim. Almost went out of bounds. Yuleskamp saved it in off a Rushi player. Anna retains it. 4:24 to go first quarter. 8-2 Rushi. Baseline right of the basket. Mason Carey will trigger it on the court. Ball waist high. Bounce pass in low on the left. He finds Heitkamp. Heitkamp goes up, batted away by Rushi. And we've got a loose ball in backcourt, and Anna player, Trey Heitkamp, trips up a Rushi player from behind. Common foul. Raiders will bring it down, leading to 6-8-2.
One of my favorite inbounds plays here, screen to screener. He sets the screen, and then they screen for him. He was open under the on the block. He just missed the shot.
Rushi scored six in a little over a minute to start the game. And in the last 3 minutes, Rushi scored just a bucket. So Anna's defense is tightened the screws. Anna, though, one basket only. 8-2, Rushi, foul line, Cordonier. Leaning in. Scooper with the left hand, short. Rebound back to Cordonier. Baseline left on the arc to Borchers. 3:50 left to go, opening period. Whirling and twirling, Borchers into the paint area. A floater is good. Vince Borchers from 7 feet.
And five people have scored the 10 points. That's what we talked about, balance.
10-2, Rushi. 3:35 to go, opening quarter. Here's a deep three right side by Aiden Yuleskamp. Swish! He's got it. Yuleskamp from distance. 10-5, Rushi. 3:26 to go in the first. Borchers high right to Quinter. Quinter spin move, foul line. Below the foul line, hits a cutter. Hits a cutter coming in from the right corner. It's Borchers. Missed it. He knew where the ball was going. He got his own rebound and stuck it in. Long throw by Anna. Down the floor, baseline left to Carter Siegel. Pitches on the arc, intercepted. It's Felix Francis motoring down the floor for Rushi. Up and in off the board. The 6'5 junior coming in as a substitute, Felix Francis.
What a tough shot that was.
14-5, Rushi up 9. Anna has the ball 30 feet away on the left. It's Heitkamp. Top of the circle, Mason Carey. Finds an open player down inside. It's Dosick. Dosick goes up to shoot. Didn't make a shot fake. Quinter blocked it. Got mitts on top of the ball. Ruled a jump. Held ball arrow favors Anna. Rushi's defense holding the Rockets to two field goals. 2:39 to go here in the first quarter.
Yeah, Hayden Yuleskamp has a 2 and a 3. That's it.
Mason Carey inbounds right of the backboard. Hits a cutter diving into the lane. Good catch by Derek Madden, who's come in as a substitute, a 6'3 junior. It rolled off the rim. A short one wouldn't go down. And Rushi speared the board. 2:20 left opening period. Rushi up 9. Chappie on the wing to Xavier Flippo. Gives it up on the play to Colby Monin, who's in now off the bench, a 6'3 senior forward. Now to Flippo in the right corner. He darts into the lane, loops it up on the go, off the iron. He traveled into the corner, got his own loose ball rebound, kicked on the play by Anna. 2:05 left in the first. 14-5, Rushi up 9 over Anna. Inbounding left of the basket. The Rushi Raiders, Xavier Flippo, throws it to Chappie on the arc. First time these two clubs played, Rushi was up 19-8 after one. Anna outplayed Rushi second quarter of that game. Then Rushi poured it on in the second half, won by 23. Here is Rushi passing the ball around. Francis has it, elbow left, and he dragged the pivot foot.
That's what Thurman Legg saw.
1:51 to go in the first, 14-5. Rushi in the lead over Anna. Here's Evan Myers at midcourt for the green and white. Dribbles down the right side. Thought about handing off to Carter Siegel. Good overplay by Rushi prevented that pass. Evan Myers, 30 feet out, elbow in the right. Gives it off to Derek Madden behind him. Madden stops on the arc. Left side pass to Mason Carey. He probes the lane area. Arches one up off to the right. No good. It's sprayed off the iron. Rebound out to Francis of Rushi. Out ahead it goes to Borchers. Out back to Chaffee. Shot fake on the arc. Pulls up at the foul line. Leaves it behind him for the three ball. It is good. Borchers from long range. Nice assist by Chaffee. He had a 15-footer. It was crowded. Gave it up to Borchers, who was open. A minute 9 to go. First quarter, 17-5. Rushi over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Locally owned and operated, Osgood Bank has been a part of Ohio for over 100 years with four convenient locations in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake, plus the latest up-to-date technology. We support our customers near and far. Osgood Bank is committed to providing the people and businesses with the best services a community bank has to offer. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. OsgoodBank.com.
Rushi Raiders, Chuck, hitting Anna with a little bit of everything so far in this game.
Well, we talked about their defense, and their defense has been outstanding. And they've got 17 points, and six players have scored for them. Huh. And in Borchers, you can tell he likes playing Anna because he's got seven here in the first quarter.
And he had a real nice game for Rushi in that early season. 61-38 win by the Raiders over the Rockets. Borchers had 11 in that contest. Hayden Quinter led the way with 18. Full court pressure by Rushi. Anna inbounds, racing up the left side. Goes Carter Siegel. Leaves it out back for a teammate. It's Madden. Ball thrown below the backboard. Anna's in a thicket. Ball handed off on the play to Madden. A pivot shot in the paint is in. Nice shot, Derek Madden, right down through the ropes.
Yeah, tough shot, but up strong.
Derek Madden, a junior. Evan Myers, a sophomore. They'll see a lot of action next year, you can bet. 17-7, Rushi in the lead. Raiders come down the floor, posting up baseline left at the short corner is Xavier Flippo. And he is belted from behind as he tries to lift up on a jumper. A couple of free throws for Xavier. 37.2 to go in the first. It's 18-7 in favor of Rushi over Anna on the made charity toss. How many different young men have played for Rushi so far in this game?
Well, they played 9, and 7 of them have scored.
Isn't that something? Pick your poison. Really tough to defend an offense that is that balanced and can spread the points all around. Two free throws good by Rushi, which is up 19-7. As I mentioned a moment ago, first time they played, it was 19-8, Rushi after one. 25 seconds to go, first quarter. Rockets have the ball. Madden straight away to Carey. Man-to-man, hedging, overplaying defense by the Raiders. Into the paint area, Trey Heitkamp. He is jockeyed around a little bit. Shoots a shot, no good. Anna gets the rebound. Short corner jumper, left wing by Madden. Skids off the rim. Rebound, Quinter Rushi. Down the floor and goes to Fissinger from behind the arc. He buries it. Another Raider has scored. And Fissinger beat the buzzer. My, oh my. What a play. It looked like a couple of Raiders had a fairly good look with 3-4 seconds to go. And guess what? Ross Fissinger had an even better look. The 5'11 senior guard off the bench poured in a bomb as the buzzer sounded. 22-7, Rushi over Anna after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Rushi Raiders possession as we start quarter number two. Rushi in the lead by 15, 22-7. Here's a drive from the right corner of the floor by Shaffy all the way to the rim, banked it on the run, and down through it went. Zane Shaffy gets 2 points for the Raiders. Overplay out high by Quinter. Quinter on the swipe. He's on the loose down the floor. Layup is good by Hayden Quinter. 26-7 in favor of Rushi.
10 points off of turnovers now.
Here is Anna, top of the circle. Myers gives it up baseline right to Madden. He's choked off. Hemmed in by two white jerseys from Rushi. Bad pass. Intercepted on the play by Rushi. Anna dives in, and Rushi gets a timeout in the nick of time. 7:10 to go, second quarter. Rushi 26, Anna 7. I'd like to remind you about the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle. The drawing is during the Fort Loramie Liberty Days in July. Top prize, a 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold, 80 different prizes. You've got a 4% chance to win. Attendance at the Liberty Days event, not required, $100 a ticket. Purchase online at flathleticboosters.com/raffle. That's flathleticboosters.com/raffle for the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle. Drawing held during July in the middle of Fort Loramie Liberty Days. Felix Francis top of the circle for Rushi, which is up 19. Gives it up near side to Shappy. Now Monin, open player down on the inside. Quinter shakes the defender and banks it in from 4 feet. It's a machine at work tonight. Anna out of control in the lane. That's clearly a walk. Steps occurred. Drew Dosik, a violation. Rushi possession up 21. 6:41 to go, quarter number two. Felix Francis comes off for the Raiders, who have now played, what, 10, maybe 11 different young men, Chuck?
I think they've played 10.
Here's Borchers on a weave out back. It goes to Monin, 25 feet away to Cordonier, Braylon Cordonier to Xavier Flippo. Behind a screen, high left, it's Monin. Goes foul line. He explores the lane area, missed a runner. Long rebound, though, Rushi. Quinter's got it. He dives back into the paint. Shot blocked on the play by Anna. Loose ball below the net. Whistle blows. Foul, I think, against a green shirt.
Yeah, they called it on Dosik. Mm-hmm. I think that might be his second.
Baseline left of the rim. It is Xavier Flippo, playmaker for Rushi. He peers on the floor and gives it up in the corner to Borchers. Against Myers, through the paint. Deep right corner to Braylon Cordonier. He jacks up a three, around and out, no good. Rebound, Anna. Oh, a bad pass in backcourt. Rushi's Quinter gobbled it up, stole it, and laid it in. The ever-alert, always aware, Hayden Quinter. Myers left baseline for Anna, which is down 30-7. Little looper by Evan. Grazed the iron. It comes down to Rushi. Raiders quickly up the floor, 5-on-5. Out back to Monin for a 28-footer. Boom! He's got it. Wow. Braden Monin canned it from long, long range. That was from the Rushi post office. Timeout called. Oh, 5:38 to go till halftime. 33-7. Rushi over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Yep, here we go. 5:30 remaining second quarter, 33-7. Rushi in a second quarter blowout of Anna. Rockets have the ball ahead of the key. It's fumbled to the right sideline. Anna does track it down. Evan Myers got to it. Peter Rader to the ball. Flipped it on the play to Dosik. Fakes left, goes right. Squeezes his way into the lane. And Rushi reached in. Got fingers on the basketball. That caused steps. Traveling violation. Right call. It goes right back to Rushi. Raiders defense gets unnoticed at times, and boy, it's splendid.
Well, they do. They just play the entire game, and that's why they've got a shot to go play in Dayton this year for sure.
26-point lead, Rushi. Here's a rare turnover by the Raiders. Travel call against Quinter. Down in the left corner of the floor, Anna gets it back. 2 seconds under 5 minutes remaining till halftime. 33-7, Rushi over Anna. Rushi beat the Rockets first time around, 61-38. Here's Drew Dosik, 25 feet away, on the bounce, still dribbling. Gilskamp sets a screen. Dosik still pounds it on the floor, gives it up on the play to Trey Heitkamp. Here comes a double team. Ball thrown right corner to the long three-point shooter. Yes! Popped in from distance by Carter Siegel. Rushi was trapping everywhere. Anna found the open man Siegel, and he buried it. Here's a wild reverse layup by Rushi. A mass of green jerseys collapse on the shooter. Foul called. And we've got Braylon Cordonier at the line. He's got two for the Raiders, who lead 33-10, 4:22 to go, second quarter. I'll tell you what, Chuck, not much separates Jackson Center and Rushi. The two clubs split the regular season meetings. Rushi won a thriller here in the opener in November, coming from 11 down at the end of the third quarter. Jackson played exceedingly well. High-energy contest performed at Jackson Center, and it's Jim, and beat Rushi by 12.
They did, and Rushi was coming off a real tough three-game on-the-road stretch, but Jackson was better than them that night.
35-10, Rushi sinks a couple foul shots. 4:16 to go till halftime. Drew Dosik's got the ball. 30 feet away. Again, Anna tries to initiate the offense way out on the floor, Chuck. In fact, closer to the center line than the top of the circle.
They called a foul there. I thought he was trapped pretty well.
Overguarding against Rushi. That cut Anna a break. Far side of the floor. Trey Heitkamp inbounds. Goes in backcourt to Drew Dosik. Now Heitkamp fakes right, goes left. Picked up by Cordonier. Swings it straight away to Drew Dosik on the arc. Weave between Dosik and Gilskamp. Anna not penetrating. They're still 25 to 30 feet out on the floor. Far right wing, it's Drew Dosik. He's at the elbow on the right. Hits a cutter sliding in from the right corner. Shot short, no good. Rebound tip goes out of bounds. It'll be thrown in here by the Rushi Raiders.
Alex Chappie's checked in. He's 6'2 softball. Played a pretty good JV game.
I'm going to ask the Edelmans. I do not have the varsity number for 34 of Anna. Is that Chappie?
Alex Chappie.
That's who I thought it was.
fine football quarterback, right? Yes. Here is Anna shooting a deep three from the left corner. It's Uhlskamp. It sprays off the rim. No good. Rebound comes down on the play to the Raiders. 35-10, Rushi up 25, 3:15 to go second quarter. Monin slants his way into the lane, hits Colby Monin for a hook shot, banked it way too hard. Guess what? Rushi got the rebound. Borchers follows, no good off the rim and board. Foul, though, against Anna, and the Raiders will shoot a couple at the stripe. 3:08 to go. Second quarter of play, 35-10, Rushi over Anna. Alex Chappie, 6'2 sophomore, 175 pounder, on the floor for the Rockets. He is a young, developing football player, is Alex Chappie. Seeing time on the court here tonight for Anna. Monin out for the Raiders, who have Ross Fissinger back in. 35-10. Borchers, charity line for Rushi, arches it up, short, no good, missed the front end of the 1-1, or did he make the first one?
No, he missed both on the two-shot foul.
Neither one was good, and then Rushi committed a foul on the rebound over the back, clearly, against the Raiders. That's about the only thing Rushi's done wrong all night. Two missed free throws, and then over the top on the rebounding foul, trying to get the board. Here is Anna at midcourt. 25 feet away, it's Carter Siegel. On top, it goes to Chappie. Line drive, three ball, good! Alex Chappie hits a triple straight away. 2:38 to go, first half, 35-13. Rushi leads. Here's Borchers. Borchers throws it around the top of the circle into the right corner, where it's deflected out by Rushi. Benjamin York on the floor now for the Raiders, 6'3" sophomore. Ball lobbed into Francis, elbow on the right. Into the post, it goes to Monin. Monin along the baseline, tightropes it, but walks. He took steps. It goes back to Anna. 2:26 left, first half, 35-13, Rushi.
Well, these are your officials because you said nobody calls travel anymore, and I think they've called 10 tonight so far.
They've called a half a dozen, and quite frankly, I've agreed with every one of them. Top of the circle, Anna's got the ball. Mason Carey explodes into the lane, feeds it right flank to Zach Osborne. He chucks up a three. It is strong. Osborne, a 5'11 soft, missed it. Long board to Borchers for Rushi. On top, Fissinger, look out, bombs away, good again. Fissinger unleashed one to end the first quarter, hits another. 38-13, Rushi. A minute 51 to go here in the first half. Top of the circle, Mason Carey. Ball thrown baseline right to Chappie. Wide open player below the rim, he's belted from behind. Ball was thrown to Derek Madden. He'll get two free throws for his effort. If you joined us late tonight, we highlighted a new underwriting sponsor here on scorersbroadcast.com. Shelby County's number one real estate company. It's Realty 2000 Group in Sydney at 100 South Main. Substitution, Monin out, and Flippo back in for the Raiders. Couple foul shots for Derek Madden. He dips the knees, and it rimmed out. No good. Caught the front iron, back iron, came to the front, and fell into the lap of Benjamin York of Rushi. Minute and a half to go, second quarter, 38-13 Raiders. Here's Fissinger with a juggle on the arc, passed it near side to York, to Flippo in the left corner. It's Fissinger. He's got an opening. Down the lane, he runs, missed it off the back iron. Rebound Borchers, no. Stick back by Flippo is good. Xavier Flippo, offensive rebound. 40-13, Rushi. Here's Anna with a minute to go, first half. Right corner, Madden's got the ball. Cross-court heave on the play to Mason Carey. High right, it's fed to Trey Heitkamp. Dribble drive, right side of the lane. Fall away, 12-footer, caught iron. No, rebound Borchers. And head coach Spencer Cordonier signaling maybe a single shot here for the Raiders.
Borchers has the ball 30 feet out. High left to Fissinger. Swung left side to York. York into the post to Flippo on the arc. Borchers. Right wing, it's thrown to Francis. Francis starts a drive, and Anna player meets him below the foul line. There's contact. Foul against Anna's. Trey Heitkamp with 29.8 to go here in the first half, I should say.
Yeah, that's the last of the common fouls for Anna. Brucey has one more to give.
Baseline left of the rim. Raiders lobbing it out back to Francis, guarded by Hilskamp. Right side, Flippo. Dumps it down to Fissinger in the corner. 20 seconds to go, first half. Rushi up by 27 over Anna. Flippo on a weave to Borchers. 13, 12, 11. Borchers nearly palmed it. One-on-one out high with Carey. Borchers gets the screen, nearly palmed it again. Slipped into the lane. Good defense by Anna. Bad shot. 3 seconds to go. Anna at midcourt. Wanting to shoot the three as Mason Carey got hindered from behind. And the whistle blew. Foul called. Scoreboard clock reads 0.0. However, Mason Carey was smacked in the backside while trying to uncork a three ball from 37 or 38 feet on the dead run. And he'll get three free throws after time has expired here in the second quarter. Shot number one, up and in. 40-14, Rushi. Second shot for Mason Carey of Anna. On the way, right there as well. 40-15. And free throw number three of the trio of shots for Carey. 1, 2, 3 dribbles. Got it again. First half closes out. Rushi 40, Anna 16. It has been all Raiders. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well, too, I might add. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, medications packaged by day and time. Delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 Monday through Friday, from 10 to 12:30 on Saturdays. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center at 937-596-8100, 596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center with in-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. Halftime here at the Raiders gym, 40-16, Rushi over Anna after two quarters of play. Our halftime report being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins. I bet you didn't know, Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns. And thanks to American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, it's your amazing glass connection, the industry's clear choice. Numbers here at the half, Chuck, are lopsided.
Oh, they're very lopsided. 19-7 rebounding advantage for the Raiders. 7-2 on the offensive boards. The Raiders turned it over 3 times. Anna turned it over 8 times. Not a horrible amount of turnovers, but 6 of those were live ball baskets. So that turned into quite a deficit for the Rockets. They were 3 of 5 from the free throw line. Rushi was 3 of 6. Anna was led by Hayden Hulskamp. He had the first 5 points of the game. He has 5. They got a 3 from Shappy, a 3 from Carter Siegel. 3 free throws there at the end of the half for Mason Carey. Madden had 2. They scored 7 and 9, and they have 16 for the first half. On the other side, Rushi, Quinter had 8. Borchers had 7. They got 6 from Fissinger. They got 4 from Shappy. They got 5 from Monin. They got 4 from Cordonier. They got 3 from Flippo. They got 2 from Francis. They scored 22 and 18 and lead it 40-16 at the half.
But Chuck, a good 2-syllable word describes Rushi. We've used it a lot. balance. How about a three-syllable word, or maybe it's four, firepower.
Whew. Yeah, they are, they have every phase of the game down. They play great defense. They rebound. They shoot the ball. All of them. They lose nothing when they sub.
Nope. Don't lose a thing. 40-16, Arushi leads Anna, 7 minutes away from the beginning of our second half. Our halftime brought to you by Schnitzel Construction in Botkins and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work, too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnitzel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnitzel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnitzel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnitzel, the president of Schnitzel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnitzel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnitzel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making the owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnitzel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnitzelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnitzel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts, and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson. Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Welcome back to the Rushi Gym. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. 40-16. Rushi pounding Anna after two quarters. Start of the third quarter coming up here momentarily. Anna won the preliminary game by 6 points. But Rushi has taken control and leads big time. 24-point cushion. Third quarter about to commence.
Well, Rushi won the freshman game, too. I got to give a shout-out to my old player, Mick Leppel. He got him a win tonight.
Okay, Rushi won
the freshman game.
So this would be two out of three if Rushi...
This is the rubber match.
This is the nightcap and chance for the Raiders to win the second of the evening in three contests. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, is right across from Brookins. 40 years doing business, giving you your best do on top. Cutaway Styling Salon. Owner and stylist, Deb Gubo. Stylist, Renee Mesher. Stylist, Chris Siegel. Stylist, Kathy Wilson. Open Monday through Saturday at Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie at 15 Elm Street. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway. It's our experience, 40 years of it. Your style, we will help you create your style. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, right across from Brookins. Opening seconds of the third quarter of this game and a possession. Rockets have the ball. Mason Carey lobs it down in to the post area in the direction of Yulskamp. And the throw goes awry. Bad pass. Rushi gets it outside the lane on the left. Cordonier, 15-foot fall away. No good. Rebound batted midcourt off Rushi. And a ball. 22 seconds gone here in the third. 40-16. Raiders lead the Rockets. We have on the floor for Rushi, the five who began the game. About the time I say that, I notice Vince Borchers is out there. It looks like, who is the fifth?
Looks like Chappie didn't start.
Yep, Zane Chappie, who started the game, does not begin the second half for the Rushi Raiders. Good post-up move down low on the play by Anna. Shot laid up, missed, and then it's thrown on the arc, and a good three ball is nailed. Trey Heitkamp down below the rim could not score, but the triple was pumped in by whom, Chuck?
Carter Siegel.
Carter Siegel lofted in a long three ball, 40-19 in favor of Rushi. Here's Cordonier in the lane, spinning some more, overshot it, rebound down to Anna. Rockets quickly forecourt left. On the bounce is Mason Carey being hounded on the play by Monin, and that caused a turnover, a palming violation. Good call by the referee.
Yeah, Coach Cordonier wants to have a chat with his son. Braylon's really forcing his shots right now. He needs to get him in the flow of the offense.
Vince Borchers down the floor for Rushi. Out on top it goes to Monin. Fakes right, goes left, foul line, almost shot it. Gave it back to Vince Borchers. He knifed through the paint. Goes to Braylon, left corner.
There you go.
He goes spinning into the lane area and hits a 10-footer. Nice shot by Cordonnier. 42-19, Rushi. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. And a ball, Mason Carey. Near side to Carter Siegel. Gielskamp pops out to catch. Wants to drive on Flippo.
Pass.
Good handoff below the rim. Finish by Heitkamp. What an assist by Hulskamp. One H to another. Good looking goal there by Anna. And here is Rushi coming right back. Oh, similar kind of play. Quinter went diving into the lane. Fed Flippo low on the left. Two men had to chase Quinter. He dealt the ball to the scorer. And it's 44-21 Rushi. 5.5 to go, third quarter. And a possession, Evan Myers gives it up cross-court to Trey Heitkamp. 5:20 to go, third period. Holding high is Myers, gave it back to Carter Siegel. He lines up the three ball, short. Hit the bottom of the rim, into the lap of Cordonnier, outlet to Borchers. Spin move across the paint. Now Cordonnier, foul line Jay, off to the right, no good. Rebound Anna. Ball flipped way down the floor on the run for Siegel, and it's off the mark, out of bounds, into the Anna bench.
Yeah. I like the fact that they're trying to get the ball out and beat the defense back. That's the only way they got a real shot at scoring.
4:59 to go in the third quarter. Rushi 44, Anna 21. Ball walked across the timeline by Borchers of Rushi. Picked up a Mason Carey on a weave to Quinter. Ball flipped to Flippo in the left corner. Into the post it goes. Right back to the jump shooter out of the left corner. That's Flippo. Bouncing, no good. Rebound, reverse layup. Yes, by Monin.
What a rebound.
Beautifully done. Braden Monin gets the goal, 46-21. Anna back in a flash, driving layup, up and in. Oh, good-looking maneuver by Trey Heitkamp. He slithered down the right side of the lane, split a couple of white shirts. Here is Aiden Quinter outside the paint on the right for Rushi. Sloppy pass into the post area. Anna's got it. Ball knocked away by Rushi as Anna comes scurrying down the floor. Held ball, right corner. Possession, Rushi. 46-23 Raiders, 4:10 to go here in the third.
I don't want to speculate, but we haven't seen Chappie. He's got his warm-up top on. I don't know if he's not feeling well or if he tweaked something in that first half.
And nonetheless, a starter at the beginning of the night and most every game all year, but did not begin the second half. The other four initial game starters were out there. Was that Quinter?
That's Quinter,
ooh,
left hand.
Ooh. Aiden Quinter with a lefty move.
He's pretty good. I don't know if we've mentioned that.
He went slashing across the lane area. Aiden with a couple of 27-point outings in the last 2 weeks. 48-23 in favor of Rushi. Here's Alex Chappie low on the left for Anna. Shot fake, laid it up, no good. Got the rebound back. Fed it to Drew Dosik. Looked like Dosik was fouled. Eventually, he was going to get tied up, but he was wrapped up first. Physical foul by Rushi. 3:34 to go, third quarter, 48-23. Raiders in the lead. Yeah, Quinter for Rushi. He's got every shot in the book.
Chuck. Oh, he's just, and he's such a good passer and a really good defender. And the best part about the whole thing is he's only a junior.
Ball lobbed in from below the rim. Good throw to Drew Dosik right in front. Caught it, went up, dropped it in over the iron, and took a shove in the back. Nicely done by Dosik of Anna.
9-8 lead here in the third quarter.
There you go. 48-25. Rushi by 23 at the stripe for the add one is Dosik of the Rockets. And he drills the free one. 48-26 in favor of Rushi, which is Chuck noted. Has now been outscored 10-8 here in the third quarter. Here's Borchers racing up the right side of the floor for Rushi, and he swings an elbow at an Anna defender who is on him tightly, and the foul goes against the Raiders.
I think it was the correct call. He might have got a little bit of a bump, but he threw an elbow to get him off. They're going to call that every time.
Yep.
He's lucky they didn't call it flagrant.
I agree wholeheartedly. Referees were on it, sold it. Nothing to question there. Deep left corner, Anna Carter-Siegel. Swings it on top to Dosick. High right to Carey. Carey goes baseline, wants to penetrate below the rim. Rushi gets a fist on it and strikes it out of bounds. Anna left of the backboard. Carey, the playmaker, 3:19 to go third quarter. 22-point lead, Rushi. Carey peers in, goes left corner to Shappy. Shot fake, then he fires. Swish! Alex Shappy bombs away. Shappy with a three ball from the deep left corner.
I think he made three in the JV game.
How many threes are you allowed, max, between the varsity game and the JV game, Chuck?
I think 14.
Oh, here's a good inside play for the Raiders. Was that Colby Monin?
Colby Monin.
Colby Monin, 5 feet away right in front. Got a nice dish off from Borchers. Colby Monin in the book. Here comes Anna down the floor to Jiffy. What a play by Drew Dosick gliding through the lane area.
Well, he split the defenders and took a little running shot to the. That's a heck of a play.
One-handed leaner by Drew. 50-31. Rushi. 2:33 left here in the third quarter. Offensive foul, Raiders in the half court. Wholesale changes for head coach Spencer Cordonier's crew. Anna enters a couple. And we've got a timeout called. We are late in the third. 19-point lead, Rushi. Hey, in Jackson Center, your pro hardware store has 20% off DeWalt power tools. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike. Plus a big savings for you on solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. And the white and gray shaker cabinets will be in stock in just a couple of weeks. Like Jackson Center Pro Hardware on Facebook. Tell Darren Yinks you heard about his Pro Hardware store on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Special pricing, professional service at your Pro Hardware store. Don't forget, tomorrow afternoon, airtime, 12:55, Marion Local Girls at Anna. Tomorrow night, 6:55, Jackson Center Boys at Minster. 2:33 to go here in the third. 19-point lead, Rushi. Anna has played much better against the Raiders here in the second half, Chuck.
Well, they have, and I mean, I'm going to give them some credit. I'm going to give the fact that Rushi, the game is pretty much over at halftime, so it's hard to stay real motivated.
Here is Shappy between the circles. Feeds it off on the play to Mason Carey. He angles through the lane, then goes opposite with a pass to Evan Myers. It's too high, out of bounds.
Yeah, it was a bullet. That would have been a tough catch for anybody.
2:13 to go, third quarter, 50-31, Rushi over Anna. Cordonier, midcourt, stops, gives it to Quinter at the elbow. He goes twisting and turning into the lane. Left to floater, shy of the mark, rebound Shappy. He's on the go for Anna. Lost the ball, coughed it up, left corner. Gathered on the play by Felix Francis of Rushi. Ahead to Quinter. Fakes right, goes left, back to the basket in the lane. Now foul line. Oh, back door. Fissinger cutting. Great feed. Quinter. Two more points.
They had great eye contact that time, and Fissinger went back door. Good play by the two young men.
52-31, Rushi. 90 seconds to go, third quarter. Shappy's got it 30 feet away. Weaves it to Carter Siegel. Siegel on the bounce through the paint area. Outside to Evan Myers. Quinter on him. Myers 25 feet out. Near side pass to Carey. Carey hasn't dribbled it yet. There he goes into the paint below the foul line against Cordonier. On the arc to Myers. Long fall away three by Myers. Around the rim like a top. It comes off. Tough break. Rebound stabbed out of bounds by Anna Rushi. Possession.
Yeah, that was a good shot by Myers. Just didn't go down.
Can't you give him like a point and a half?
He should get a point and a half, but I don't know how to do that. So
52-31, Rushi leads. Raiders defeated Anna first time around, 61-38 at the Anna gym. 1 minute to go, third quarter. What was our halftime score, Chuck?
40-16.
So Anna's outscored Rushi by three here in the second half. Verdonier gets a screen 30 feet away. Drives, pull up Jay, baseline right, short, no good. Rebound pinballed out of bounds off Rushi. Anna possession, 46 ticks to go here in quarter number three. Carey strolls up and over the timeline in the top of the circle. Hand off to Chappie. Chappie steps inside the arc. Baseline left hits Myers. Here's a floater, short corner, no, off the flange. Rebound down to Rushi. Borchers at midcourt, 25 to play in the third. Fires a pass to Fissinger, picked up by Dosik. Fissinger slants through the lane on the arc to Flippo now. Back to Fissinger, right corner. 12 to play in the third quarter. Between the circles, it's Cordonier. Fumbled it, got it back, fed to Flippo. Six to go. Flippo barreling down the right side of the lane on the run. Kissed it in off the window. Anna with a long heave down the floor to Myers. Can't get the shot away. He was driving hard toward the lane. Was defended by Cordonier from the backside. 54-31, Rushi after three over Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at the Rushi Gym. 8 minutes left in this Shelby County Athletic League game tonight. 54-31 is the count. Rushi Raiders lead the Anna Rockets. Anna to the timeline. Dosik on the dribble. Picked up by Monin out high. Adam Myers, 30 feet away. Evan dribbling against Vince Borchers of Rushi. Spin move. Borchers fell down. Myers missed the floater just below the charity stripe. Rebound down to Rushi. Up the floor, Borchers whips a pass right wing to Braden Monin. High left to Cordonier. There's Benjamin York. Fires into the post area to the cutting Flippo. Foul against Anna from the backside. Jackson Center idle tonight. We've got the Tigers in action against Minster in a game tomorrow night. Tip at 7:30. Airtime 6:55 tomorrow evening.
Boy, they throw the ball into Cordonier here and go right back to Flippo. It's going to be a layup. We bounced it off his rear end and got it himself.
Crafty play by Cordonier of Rushi, but he couldn't get a clean look at the basket after he gobbled up the pass. It hit an Anna player, intentionally thrown there by Rushi. Shot was missed, then Anna turned it over at midcourt. Here's Monin on the loose. Backward layup. Oh, he was running, backpedaling toward the rim. It wouldn't go in. He hit the floor hard, and there is going to be a delay in the action. Monin.
He banged off that mat down there at the end of the court. Boy, he hit that hard.
Thank goodness it was the mat and not the wall.
Yeah, not the block wall, exactly.
We will take a break. 1 minute gone here in the fourth. Rushi 54, Anna 31 on scoresbroadcast.com.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodges, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERSinc.com.
Now you should put Burke to work. That's right, Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. Yep, Burke Petroleum in Minster serves every single one of your propane needs. You can put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century now. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers at 315 West 1st in Minster. That's BurkePetroleum.com, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com, 1-800-776-3097. Put Burke to work for all of your energy needs. Well, back to action.
Monin got up. He was smiling. I think he's going to be okay.
He was shaken up. Couldn't shoot the free throw. Was he sub-4 at the stripe, Chuck?
Bissinger came in, made them both. They called that an intentional foul. Good call. And now it's Rushi ball inbounding it after the call.
And the Rushi Raiders have chosen to take a timeout, with Rushi leading by a score of 56-31. Thanks so much to our Rushi sponsors tonight. Don't forget the Jewelry Barn, 575 East Main in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will help make your gift ideas come to life. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi, plus Superior Aluminum in Rushi. We say hello to Nick Fullenkamp at Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Hello, Nick. Your Raiders are in front big time by 25. Rushi possession on the arc. It's Ben York into the post to Flippo, 14 feet away. And the ball is pried loose. Good steal by Derek Madden. Madden gave it up, jaunted down the floor, and was tagged going toward the rim. Two free throws, Madden for Anna. 6:50 to go in the game. Rushi up 25, 56-31. Again, so many thanks to Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving all of your propane needs. Inquire and request delivery at BurkePetroleum.com, B-U-R-K-E, Petroleum.com. Free throw by Anna's Derek Madden is good. 56-32, Rushi. Anna won the JV game, Rushi the freshman tilt. Next shot, Madden in as well. 56-33, Raiders. Borchers down the floor to Cordonier, to Flippo. Here's York, here's Fissinger. And he goes charging in from the right wing, overshot it. Rebound down to Anna. It's Trey Heitkamp on the loose. Hand off to Drew Dosick. Dosick with a left-handed flyer outside the lane on the left, short. It comes down to Borchers of Rushi. He fakes right, goes into the lane. To York at the elbow on the left. Swish! 16-foot jump shot. But 6'3 sophomore Benjamin York.
10th player to score now for the Raiders.
What a show tonight. Everybody for the Raiders showcasing their skills and talent. 6 minutes to go, fourth quarter. And a possession. Rockets down 58-33.
Nice.
Derek Madden hits a cutter in the lane on the receiving end. Trey Heitkamp for a deuce.
Well, that was a great play. I'll tell you, Anna has not quit playing. They're really outmanned, but they're playing hard.
58-35. Here is Benjamin York, foul line for Rushi. Out to Cordonier. Shuffles his way into the lane, turns, fades, and scores. 14-footer Cordonier, his patented shot. 5:20 left to go, fourth quarter, 60-35, Rushi. We've got a foul away from the ball. Myers was dribbling on top, holding against the Raiders in the lane.
I think that was on Borchers.
Colby Monin on the floor now for Rushi for York. Felix Francis checking back in for the Raiders in place of Xavier Flippo. Brady Wenning, a freshman, 6'3" lad, in now for Anna. Ball fired below the rim, all the way out back beyond the timeline, intended for Dosik. Broken up on the play by Rushi. Last touch, Dosik. Yep. Out of bounds to Rushi.
Ball went right through the defender's hands and hit Dosik in the head.
5:18 to go here in the fourth. Rushi inbounding to Fissinger. Between the circles, it's Borchers. Fakes right, goes left. Hand off Cordonier. Cordonier gives it up, gets it back. Into the post to Monin. Monin uses his bulk. Reverse layup. Got it. Nicely done, Colby Monin. Rushi
might have got away with a little bit of a travel, but it was a nice move.
62-35 Raiders. Near side, winning for Anna. Cross-court pass goes to Madden. Into the post, it's fed to Heitkamp. Spin move, little five-footer, danced off the rim. Rebound Raiders. Here comes Borchers darting up the floor. Leaves it behind him for Cordonier. Baseline right, all the way to the rim. Reverses, scores. Cordonier for Rushi. 64-35 Raiders. 4:20 to go in the game. Deep left corner, Myers for Anna. Looks in for Hulskamp. Can't find him. Myers dribbling, picked up by Fissinger. Myers on the bounce. Fissinger guarding. Myers fakes right, goes left. Weaves to Dosik. Out back to Heitkamp. Heitkamp, little pick and roll, throws into the lane area. Batted free by Rushi. Outlet goes to Cordonier. Cordonier down the floor, skipping toward the rim from the left wing. Foul by Anna. Two free throws, Raiders. 3:56 to go in the game. Rushi leads 64-35. Timeout Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Big lead, Rushi. Raylan Cordonier, free throw line. The officials here at the scores table are signaling in an Anna player. Free throw will not be taken. Fort Loramie playing Fairlawn tonight. Houston against Botkins. Jackson Center idle in Shelby County League boys play. Cordonier aims and connects at the strike for Rushi. 30-point advantage. Second free throw, Cordonier. One, two, three bounces on the way. Yep. 66-35 in favor of Rushi. At what point, Chuck, do we have a continuous clock?
It's got to be 35.
Right. 31-point spread right now. Anna to midcourt. Dribbling the ball for the Rockets. It is Siegel. Siegel on the bounce. Fires it down inside to a teammate. Little turnaround Jay pumped up there on the play by Wenning. It is no good. Came off the rim. Rebound down to Rushi. Raiders have it. Far right wing at short. Down inside to Monin. Overshoots from 8 feet. Rebound pinballed around. Who's got it? Foul. Rushi reaching in with 3:26 to go here in the fourth. Don't forget tomorrow, 12:55. It is Anna hosting Marion Local. Could be a very good girls basketball game. Last night, Marion Local nipped Parkway on the road. Marion Local girls have lost just twice, both outside the MAC. In fact, Marion Local was a loser to Salina and also Bryan, two Division II clubs. A little miscommunication. Free throw taken prematurely by Anna. Rockets will shoot again. Drew Dosick with the one and one on the way off to the left. Rebound jerked off the glass by Francis of Rushi. Here come the Raiders down the floor. A little runner in the lane. Is that Jackson Grojean?
Yep.
Yep. And off the bench for Rushi. Fired it up. Couldn't get it to go. Hit the heel. Long rebound, Anna. Mason Carey. He hoists up a three. Missed it. Rebound down to Rushi. 3 minutes to go here in the fourth. Raiders on the dribble. Timeline at York. Left side pass goes to Grojean. 5'7 sophomore guard. Into the post to Monin. And it's fought loose on the play by Anna. Knocked away with the Rockets. Out in front. Driving hard toward the rim and scoring is Drew Dosick. 66-37, Rushi, 2.5 to go, fourth quarter. Here's York, gets a high screen from Monin. York goes dancing down the left side of the lane, on the way to the rim, banked it in on the go. Good looking shot by the 10th grader, Benjamin York.
The star of the future, I promise you.
You made the remark, Chuck, a few games ago when we had Rushi. Benjamin York could start on what?
Everybody but probably Jackson.
Yeah. He could probably start in everybody in the Shelby County Athletic League, except maybe the Tigers, of course, here with Rushi, who comes off the bench. Very athletic young man, good score. Anna with a quick miss down to her left, and then York got the rebound, hurried to midcourt, was grabbed by the Rockets with a minute 54 to go in the game.
Not sure what that strategy is. You're down 31. I don't know why you're looking to foul and put him on the free throw line.
Perhaps that was done to, what, stop the clock and get a sub in? I don't know what else it could be. Multiple changes for Rushi. Having entered, Zeb Schulze, 6 foot sophomore forward. York gets the inbounds pass. He slides to the floor on the hardwood outside the lane to the left, 15 feet from the basket, and walked. Minute 48 to go, 68-37. Rushi in the lead over Anna. Anna dribbling to midcourt. Ball thrown on the play to Keith Holman, who's in now, 5'10 sophomore. Here's a jump shot from the right wing by Holman. In and out, no good. Rebound down to Rushi. York to the timeline, minute 20 left. York feeds a man barreling in from the left corner. Good bounce pass for Schulze. Caught it on the run and laid it up and through. Minute 12 to go here in the game. There's a ball whipped on the play by Carey of Anna. Baseline left for Myers. Too hot to handle. Goes out of bounds. Rushi possession. A minute 9 left. 70-37 Raiders. York sits for Rushi. Raiders have Ben Rinderly in the game, 6'5 junior. In fact, he's got the ball out high to Monin, baseline left. Left corner, Schulze, now Rinderly. He looks for Grojean, can't find him. Weaves it 25 feet away to Schulze, back into the post to Monin. Monin goes barging toward the basket, nearly walked. Ball's deflected into backcourt. Rushi tracks it down.
No.
And we've got over and back called against the Rushi Raiders. Officials will confer and get that one straightened out, I think.
They missed it. It was absolutely tipped by Anna, and three guys making money and blowing calls. I guess it doesn't matter at this point, but I hate to see that.
Oops, my mistake. I thought they would get it corrected. They did not. 27 seconds to go in the game. 70-37, Rushi in the lead. 25 feet away is Carey. Carey takes a 12-foot jumper now. In and out, no good. Rebound volley, ball all around. Anna's Myers had a shot at it. Ball loose in the right corner. Rogine has it for Rushi. 10 seconds left, and that will do it. Rushi Raiders have defeated the Anna Rockets tonight, 70-37. Anna won the JV game. Rushi, the freshman tilt. 70-37, that is the final. You know, for a brand to stand out, it must not be perceived as any other store or website. It must be trusted by its customers forever. Well, that's the case with Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center and insurance agents Greg and Ryan Woolley. For 55 years, offering individual and personalized service and attention that you trust and need to be assured you are properly insured. Whether it's your farm, home, car, or business, and in Shelby, Auglaizer, Logan County, or anywhere in Ohio. Allen Ball is an independent insurance firm which offers coverage through several companies like Ohio Mutual, for example. You might say that Ohio Mutual retains that small town location and values on which it was founded. It's a leader in the property and casualty insurance industry. Give Allen Ball Insurance and Greg or Ryan Woolley a call at 937-596-6712. 596-6712. They will be more than happy to meet you, to get to know you, and understand your insurance needs. It's a three-generation insurance business that customers trust and count on. AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. 105 East Pike in Jackson Center. Doing business for over 55 years. In person with a handshake. Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center. 70-37 are final as the Rushi Raiders have defeated the Anna Rockets here tonight by way of record. Rushi advances now to 16-1, 9-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Rushi has now won six in a row. Raiders return to action tomorrow night at Versailles against the Tigers. And then next Friday, Rushi is at Botkins. That's a game more than likely we will cover here on scoresbroadcast.com. Next Friday night, Rushi at Botkins. Meanwhile, Anna has its three-game win streak snapped, having beaten Fairlawn, West Liberty, Salem, and Houston. Anna drops to 7-11 on the year, 4-7 in the Shelby County Athletic League. It gets no easier for Anna. Home date tomorrow night against Miami East, the number one ranked team in the state in boys Division III. Miami East comes to town to Anna tomorrow evening. Chuck, big win for the Raiders. Played exceedingly well. Pressure was off in the second half. Weren't not as sharp in the third and fourth quarters was Rushi as the first two, but that's when the big damage was done.
They won the game in the, actually they won in the first quarter, 22-7. That was pretty much it. They had 11 young men score for them tonight. It was just a really good basketball game by the Raiders. Kind of wonder what's going on with Zane Chappie. Did not play in the second half. Watched him though. Didn't look like he was moving badly around. So maybe he's just not feeling well. I can relate to that.
Get a lot of that going around.
Rebounding, 23-17 rebounding advantage for Rushi. 6-9 from the free throw line for the Rockets. 7-10 for the Raiders. Individual scoring, 7 points for Dosik, 6 points for Siegel, 6 points for Trey Heitkamp, 6 points for Alex Chappie. I'm going to go with Trey Heitkamp as my Clancy's player of the game for the Rockets. On the other side, Cordonier had 12. They got 10 from Fissinger. They got 10 from Quinter, 7 from Flippo, 7 from from Porchers, and my Clancy's player of the game is going to be Ross Fissinger for the Raiders. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Once again tonight, thanks to these Rushi sponsors, Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. In Anna, we say hello once again to the Anna Market. Don't forget, the Anna Market is the home of Chairman's Reserve Meats, the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer you an extraordinary eating experience. Only store around for miles and miles and miles to offer Chairman's Reserve Meats. That's the Anna Market. Airtime tomorrow, 12:55. Marion Local plays Anna in girls basketball as the Rockets host the Flyers at tip-off 1:30 here on scoresbroadcast.com. Tomorrow night, Minster hosts the Jackson Center boys. Tip-off at 7:30 airtime, approximately 6:55 tomorrow evening. Thank you so much to a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. We've mentioned this several times tonight. Realty 2000 Group in Sydney at 100 South Main. Realty2000Group.com. Realty 2000 Group. One of only a few truly locally owned real estate companies in the entire area. And that's a big advantage for you, the buyer or seller. Realty 2000 Group in Sydney. Thanks so much to our online audience joining us here on scoresbroadcast.com tonight. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks to Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering as we weather the weather outside and weather the flu and cold bugs that are circulating. We've both had it a couple times now in the last month and a half or 2 months. Thanks to Chuck. Thanks to you, the listeners. Final time tonight, Jack Kramer noting the final score for you. Rushi 70, Anna 37 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Gothney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.